Random House Audio presents The Conscience of a Liberal by Paul Krugman. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. The Way We Were. I was born in 1953. Like the rest of my generation, I took the America I grew up in for granted. In fact, like many in my generation, I railed against the very real injustices of our society, marched against the bombing of Cambodia, went door to door for liberal political candidates. It's only in retrospect that the political and economic environment of my youth stands revealed as a paradise lost, an exceptional episode in our nation's history. Post-war America was, above all, a middle-class society. The great boom in wages that began with World War II had lifted tens of millions of Americans, my parents among them, from urban slums and rural poverty to a life of home ownership and unprecedented comfort. The rich, on the other hand, had lost ground. They were few in number and, relative to the prosperous middle, not all that rich. The poor were more numerous than the rich, but they were still a relatively small minority. As a result, there was a striking sense of economic commonality. Most people in America lived recognizably similar and remarkably decent material lives. The equability of our economy was matched by moderation in our politics. For most, but not all of my youth, there was broad consensus between Democrats and Republicans on foreign policy and many aspects of domestic policy. Republicans were no longer trying to undo the achievements of the New Deal. Quite a few even supported Medicare.